This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I found this list with it was under the headline on Reddit, celebrities who sold their soul to the devil.
Oh my god.
Okay, that seems a little dramatic to say the least, but it's basically celebrities that are very overrated.
Okay.
That do not deserve the fame that they have.
Okay.
And we want to know, who would you add to this list? 916-909-1065.
Now, I would like to say, can we make sure that they're all names that we've heard?
Right. Yeah.
You know, if it's some sort of OnlyFans model, I get it. Okay.
Although, how humiliating for somebody to be like, she's overrated as an OnlyFans model.
Right.
God. Right off the bat, somebody texted in, and this one's really going to just piss people off, but I knew we were going to get it. Beyonce. I knew we were going to get that one, but let's go back to the list I found on Reddit first, okay? Kanye West. Totally agree. I don't know why.
Did you always think that, though?
I thought Kanye West was good, but I never thought he was a genius. This one, I hope all of us can get behind because I do not understand it.
Okay.
DJ Khaled. How does he have?
You know what? That is the best question in the world. How?
Another one.
Tell me.
I know.
I mean, he's doing more than just that. He's producing really big music, but like, to even like step out of the booth and we accept him as just like, hey,
you know, I'm going to put every DJ on that list. Every celebrity DJ. Here's another one. Some people are going to get mad at this one. These are celebrities who don't deserve their fame. Adam Levine.
Oh,
how do
yeah.
we feel about that?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Overrated.
When he was a Maroon 5, I found him to be a lot more tolerable than I do now.
Yeah, because yeah. now he's a voice judge, and it's like, ugh.
And I am tired of people trying to convince me that those... You know what? I'm going to say every voice judge except for Reba McEntire.
Reba?
Because stop trying to convince me what a bunch of knuckleheads you guys are. I'm going to say somebody that... It's not that I don't think she is talented. This is going to be shocking, but I don't know why we keep giving her so much.
Okay.
Kelly Clarkson.
Katie!
I thought you loved Kelly
yeah.
Clarkson.
I do love
what
Kelly
happened?
Clarkson. But I don't love her as a talk show host. I feel the same way about who's the guy with the gap in his teeth. Now he's on.
Oh, Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Yeah, I agree with you on the Michael Strahan.
Stop.
Kelly Clarkson seems nice, though, right? No. Oh, wow. Okay.
She seems very nice, but I do feel like they're trying to sell me on the idea that, like, But she's such a, she's, you know.
Yeah. But I'm going to add a couple.
Okay.
Some people may not like this one. Sabrina Carpenter. I don't get it. Okay. I don't get Sabrina Carpenter on any metric.
But that's because you think Sabrina Carpenter is
Tate McRae.
Right.
And Tate McRae is Gracie Abrams.
Right. And Gracie Abrams is.
And they are collectively all Olivia Rodrigo.
Right. Exactly.
No, I don't get it. I also am going to put Jason Statham on there. I don't know why people go crazy after he just makes the same movie over and over and over and over again. And people line up to see it.
I'm going to say, and this is another shocking one, Bethany Frankel.
Bethany Frankel, really?
Mm-hmm.
You love the Real Housewives, ladies.
I love the Real Housewives, but she's not a real housewife anymore.
All right.
I don't know what she does except for get on TikTok and say what she thinks are funny, snarky things.
Mm-hmm.
And she's insufferable.
Yeah. Kevin, you said this once, and I think it was very accurate. Keanu Reeves.
Is that the one that's always taken?
Yeah. No, that's Liam Neeson.
What?
Although I'll put Liam Neeson on there too.
What?
Yeah, Liam Neeson's taken. He's the one that's always taken.
Keanu Reeves is the one where they Close. Took his dog, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He's
Those
John Wick.
Two need to be done.
Yeah. I think we like the concept of Keanu Reeves more than we like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Like as
What's
an
wrong
actor.
With Keanu Reeves?
There's nothing wrong with him as a person.
No, I know, but as an actor.
He's not a good actor.
He's not?
I don't think he's
How
a good actor.
How many dogs can you have?
Like, I don't really. Understand why we keep talking about dogs.
It's John Wick.
John Wick lost his dog?
That's why he killed so many people, because someone took his dog.
Right.
I am so sorry.
And then the other one
is
was
this his... real?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second.
You didn't know this?
Why would I know this? You're telling me. And weren't there like three John
yes.
Wicks?
There's like five.
Uh-huh.
Five.
You're telling me the premise of John Wick is somebody took his dog. Now people have to die?
Yes. There's a little bit more to the story, but yeah.
But that's the main reason. And then Liam Nelson, his daughter gets taken.
Liam Nelson.
Okay, if somebody steals your daughter, I feel like I get it.
I mean, but to talk on the phone creepy, like, I'm going to find you, I'm going to find my daughter?
Well, I think you should try to find your daughter if they're taken.
Yeah. You should. If somebody takes your daughter, Kevin, you should probably try to find your daughter.
No one's taking my daughter.
You know what John Wick's dog's name was, too?
What?
Mr. Beast.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. Okay.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.